Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Gia. Sorry it took a little while to get into the call, but it's, I'm here. This is Gia Gillen-Clark, and Pat, our host, is not here. She's on vacation, and I'll be hosting the call for her while she's away. I just want to wish everybody and they had a very good holiday. And our speaker today is Shirley Solano, and she's going to talk to us about coaching your way to success. What a great way to begin the new year. Shirley, are you there? Hello, Shirley.
I'm here.
Okay, great.
Well, hello, Shirley, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, so you're going to talk to us about coaching your way to success. So
we'd like
to hear what you have to say. So everybody get your paper and pencils out, because I'm sure that Shirley's going to give us some great nuggets that's going to help us for the coming 2014. All yours, Shirley.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, et cetera. There's so much going on, and this year doesn't seem to let up. If it was the same kind of year I had, I'm exhausted, and I'm trying to think very clearly about how to make 14 work for me and my business. My major motto this year was, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And it's all about the team in 14. So here's what I have for you today. You, all by yourself, can coach yourself to success. As a coach, though, you do have to be tough and play by the rules. So, yes, you have the gift and power to coach yourself every day. You can also couch yourself every day. And that's what I'm doing during my break from work and during my break from pretty much everything. I'm taking the time to be a couch potato and not feeling guilty about it. But I'm also doing some cleanup, and I'm prepping myself for the new year and what's to come. I do get it. I've been off of work since the 21st, and I can't stop looking at my email. I did that for the first few days, and I'm responding, and I feel responsible for being away, and I need to respond to people right away. But guess what? I had an out-of-office message that said, I'm not there. So I took the phone, turned it off, and put it in a place that's too far for me to go get. And I will put a big note on my vanity for Thursday morning to go get it. But that's when I'll look at it again. And that's what coaching is all about for all of us. It's doing the thing that you don't want to do. Excuses be gone. And I'm going to make a recommendation for you all to read that book by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's amazing. And those of you who go to church or do things that often seem like you don't want to do them, but once you get there, you're glad you did, we can squeeze hours and hours of internet time, TV time, Facebook time, yet we always say we don't have enough hours in the day for the things you need to do. I get it. I totally get it. I drink way too much coffee. I know I do. I've been eating everything under the sun since December 20, maybe before that, maybe Thanksgiving. But the day I go back to work, I've already gotten the things I need to eat while I'm at the office, what I need for breakfast, and all of this fun eating and vacation time eating is over. I coach myself so that I prep for that, having the food I intend to eat to detox from the holidays. I have my clothes prepped. I know what my hair will look like, and I know what jewelry and fragrance I will use. And guess who is helping me do that? Yes, Avon. Avon has helped me with all the products I already have on hand for myself and for those clients that order the same things almost every time. To coach yourself, I'm going to make this easy. We're going to have three objectives for today. Number one, to identify our what for 2014. What is our intention? And what we will need to do to make our business successful. Because where intention goes, energy flows. So your energy will be high knowing what you need to do. Then we will schedule the how to do these things for 2014 and prepare to be successful. And finally, we don't want to kid ourselves on occasion. And in 2013, I think I did this every month. I had to tweak my plan every single month because we need to be flexible. We need to leave a little room for the unexpected, right? So I will say it right now, 2013 was a major test for me. It hit me hard, and I had to be flexible. I did learn the lesson, though. I always say when you think you've lost something, don't lose the lesson. My lesson this year was I can be flexible, I can do things without perfect preparation, and I can count on people to be on my team, and I can raise the attention for everyone to be successful in spite of the chaos. I had a very busy September, October, November, December. It was filled with training and traveling and reporting and coordinating and follow-up. So I learned my lesson in 13. So what is in store for us in 2014? I started my business this year, and it has been completely joyful from the point of view of having the tools, having the products, getting the products, talking to people about products, selling, and making money. Was it perfect? No. I had to fit this into my current schedule. I had to give up a few things on that schedule, and it wasn't necessarily easy. I had to use the strengths that I already had. I'm doing well in public speaking. I've sold, so I sell well. I build relationships. I know how to manage my time. I administer, keeping paperwork in order, and I designed systems to be organized. So I had to learn some new ones, though, like follow up and learn all about Avon's product line quickly, especially for those things that were popular for the customers I acquired, and learn about the benefits of all those new things that we had in store for us in 2013, including and not limited to the Mega Effects Mascara. What a great product. I loved it. The True Color Technology, a new Skinvincible. I'm looking at my list here. Derek Jeter's Driven and Rush. We had Passion. We had Nail Fashions, the wonderful jewelry, the shoes, the purses. It was all terrific. And, you know, to get to know the benefits of all of that, you need to study and you need to prepare. So all of this requires some thinking and time. So here is your first set of questions. You're going to jot this one down. What are you doing right now that works? What are you doing right now that works? You're keeping track of your customers' needs. You're using your website. You're ordering on time. You're keeping your appointments, you're calling people on time. All of that preparation to keep the business going is very, very important. And if you're doing any of those things right, keep doing that. Don't stop doing that. But then you have a list on the second page of the things you may need to improve. And those are the things you will work on in 2014. For example, if you're not a President's Club member yet, that's your next what. If you are a President's Club member, you may want the next level. So that's your next what. That is your answer to the question, what is my focus for 2014? So for me, I want to make President's Club, and I want to work on product knowledge. I want to be a personal consultant for skin and body care. I loved recommending gifts for the holidays, so I will continue to make baskets that are quick and ready for anyone who needs a quick gift. Those are the things I will do in 2014, knowing what I have as a strength and knowing what I need to improve. And Avon identifies some of these goals for you. So if you're not a President's Club member yet, that's what you need to do. If you are, you need to go to the next level. What is yours? Write it down. Commit it to paper. Writing things down makes things happen. I take this very seriously. I know this for a fact. For me to get to President's Club, I subtract the sales that I already have already, and then I subtract that from the goal for a President's Club member. Then I divide that by the number of campaigns I have available to me for the period of time I need to make that number, and now I know what I need to make at each campaign. I know I have not gotten to all the mailboxes I can in my neighborhood with catalogs, and I will expand that immediately. I know I have not promoted my website as much as I should to friends and family who are far, and I will expand that. And I want to continue to use Facebook and other social media to market and sell. So I plan to expand that. If you're not comfortable with technology, please stay tuned because I plan to do more sessions on that. I've taught software and computer training for a long time. Everyone needs to get over the fact that it's scary, you don't know what you're doing. You can do it. Our kids are doing it. Our little tiny kids can get through it. So please don't be afraid. You can always undo. Remember that tip. And all of this adds up to what that becomes your what. I know I want to make President's Club. I know I want to reach more people in my local area. And I know I can do more sales via my website. That's a great starting point. But here's the important part. You must put that plan to action. That is your how for 2014. So tomorrow morning, you're all going to go to Staples or one of those places, and if you don't have the money, if you can't do it, use blank pieces of paper and have 12 sheets, one for each month of the year. Make your little boxes and have it nice and large in front of you every day. You're going to start with January 1. What is it that you need to do before the campaign that we're currently selling, the orders are in? And I think that's January 8th, if I'm looking at the chart right now. So you have to jot that down. So up until the 8th, what are you doing to gain more clients? Where are you dropping off catalogs? Who are you meeting with and who are you calling? Put all of that down. This is important for you to have the big picture in mind. This is also where you can jot down the sales meetings and dates that are important for your growth this year. All Avon activities are critical to your growth and also our business expenses. So if you're spending gas time and cab money to go to a meeting, that's a business expense. Look at your selling calendar. All of the campaign due dates should be on here for each month. And use a pen. Don't use a pencil that you can easily erase. You should plan on going to meetings as often as you can. You will need to pin in your visits to drop off product, collect money, and distribute catalogs. You will need to pin in your time to update your website, promote it on Facebook and other social media. And you should also write a blog. There is a blog section in your website. I do it as often as I think of it. I think it helps you personalize your message to your clientele and anyone who's bumping into your website. It is a good idea to keep that up to date, to recommend products, to talk about what's coming, what's new, what's hot. I will also focus a future show on that topic as well. You also need to plan time to make the phone calls to your clients and follow up with the new ones. Once you do all that, I want you to also go to Pathways and promise, this is on your website, promise to look around for some product training and learn something new at every campaign. You will need your list of did you knows about Avon ready, and that's the way you will do it. Did you know that there's a daily email from Avon called Today's Deal, and there's an equivalent app for iPhone and iPads that do that as well? Did you know that there's also an auto email campaign that Avon provides to anyone in your address book? You don't have to do a thing. They will promote the current campaign for you every campaign. Along with everything you're doing, you need to look over the web tools. There are many web tools to help you stay in touch with your clientele. Promise yourself you will do that each and every campaign. I'm not saying every day. I'm saying for each campaign, go and take a look. Of course, jot down when your order is due and when the next campaign begins. We recently got our 2014 Avon Representative campaign selling calendar. It was a blue sheet in my box. I have all those dates listed on my calendar. The third objective we had today was to be flexible. Change your plans as things get busy. Drop something if you need to temporarily. We all need our downtime, and we need our self-care days. Spend time with your family. Celebrate your successes. And when you need to make more time, promise me you will turn off that TV. Stop listening to radio programs that are horrible and don't support your positive thinking. Planning takes time, and this is the time to do it before the new year begins, before the next business day. Get started now. If you love to read, here's a book I'm going to recommend. Write this one down. I have it in front of me right now. It's Dr. Wayne Dyer, Excuses Be Gone, How to Change Lifelong Self-Defeating Thinking Habits. So if you're constantly saying to yourself, it's going to be risky, his suggestion for an affirmation is, being myself involves no risks. It is my ultimate truth, and I live it fearlessly. I love that. And I have one thing that I say to myself every morning, and I want you to try this. When you wake up, you say to yourself, all good lies before me. That's from Louise Hay, an author and master self-improvement coach, who was told at the age of like 30 that she was going to die of cancer, and she just celebrated her 85th birthday. So she said, boo-hoo to you, medical profession. We don't always know everything. If you love music, find music that is uplifting. Listen to gospel or country or classic R&B. My favorite is Luther Vandross. And maybe plan to go see a musical on Broadway. We live here in this wonderful area, and we hardly ever get to see the wonderful things that are available. I recently got comp tickets to see A Trip to Bountiful with Cicely Tyson, and it was an incredible, magical, unforgettable evening. She is amazing, and I'm so glad I didn't find an excuse for that one. So say every morning, all good lies before me. Have a great new year. And before we end, I want to just read something to you. Hello?
I'm here. We're here.
Okay. I'm just going to read a quick poem. You'll love it because it really hones in on everything I've said. This is called There's a Hole in My Sidewalk. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I'm lost. I'm helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes me forever to get out. Chapter 2, I walk down the same street. There's still a hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in anyway. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It takes a long time for me to get out. Chapter 3, I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a bad habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There's a hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. So the lesson there is you can do the same things over and over again and make yourself crazy. But identify what's not working and improve that. Walk down another street. Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay, I think that, Shirley, every time you come on the call, you give great nuggets of information to everyone. I hope everybody had their pen and paper, and you do know that these calls are recorded and that you could play them over again. So I have some questions because, you know, I've been with Avon now 3 years. I'm an honor society. I'm a unit leader. And for someone that's just starting out with you with all this that you have, I can't wait to find out at the end of 2014 how far you're going to be along. So I think everyone.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, because I need that.
When you get someone, I call them my mentors. Your mentor could be someone that's titled higher than you. You have to be titled.
Mm-hmm.
But when they give you good information that's going to help you to get to whatever level you want to do, you really need to take that in, absorb it, and get it. So that's why I say it's very important to play back. If anybody's on this call, go back tomorrow, listen to this call, play back any of the calls that you have. Tomorrow's is New Year's Eve. Listen to the call. Get it to sink in. Now, Shirley said some great, awesome things here on this call. We all need a plan, and you can coach yourself. Now, that may sound like it was easy, but I believe what you said makes a lot of sense. So, Shirley, I have a couple questions to ask.
Sure.
Okay. So if I'm a person and I have, I also work or I'm poor. If I'm not working, I'm involved with my kids with their school, and I want my Avon business to do well. I love the ideas that you say, but I say I don't even have time for myself. What do you suggest that I should do to try and to make this work for me? Because one thing I got with what you said, don't knock myself over the head to make this work. I've got to take time for me. I'm saying that it's the beginning of the year. I want more time for me, but I want my business to succeed. What do you suggest? Because I like that you say write it down, because I think that's important. You write down your plan now with your schedule and your times. But how do I make that work for me if I'm finding I don't have a lot of time because I have the family and I don't even have time for me time, downtime for me? What do you suggest?
Yeah. I definitely think that it is important that we find those things that are costing us our time. For example, I can remember waiting at a doctor's office and being on time, and of course they make me wait. If you have a little time to spare, that's good thinking time. That's good downtime. Of course, if you have a child that you have to care for, I totally get it. I just became a grandmother in April, and I love my little grandson. When he's here, we're totally, two of us, my husband and myself, are totally with him. But when he leaves, we realize we need to rest and we need to recharge. So I think you need to find those moments to get the TV. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I know that spend 2 to 3 hours watching television, whether it's every day or even a week. That's 2 to 3 hours that you can give to yourself back for planning, for calling, for making things happen. And look, if you're a mom that's busy and you're working, get on the web. You can do, I would say, 80% of the work using your website. Get everybody you know on your address book. They'll get automatic emails to remind them to order. They can post their order directly to your website. $30 free shipping. You can also use, frequent buyer cards. You can make up your own little cards and say if you buy, $100, I'll give you lipstick for free. Offer people incentives for coming to you as their personal consultant for beauty and fashion and all of that. And also remember to give back. You know, let them know that you appreciate it. Let them know that you are totally grateful for what they're coming to you. Everybody thinks it's going to be difficult. It's hard when you don't think about what it's going to require of you. What you can do is make a plan. When it gets a little hairy, and it will, you tweak the plan. You come up with a better solution. Maybe you can't do everything that you plan to do during the regular busy day. Maybe you need to get up an hour earlier. I know sleep is really important to all of us. But I've noticed that when I'm doing something I love, I'm not missing that extra half hour or whatever it is. Normally I would get up at 6 and, you know, play with my hair and do extra stuff with my makeup or take my time deciding what to wear. Maybe those are the areas that you can improve on. Determining what you're going to wear the day before, having your list of things to do, having the kids involved if you can. Have them help you with, you know, putting product in bags. Whatever you need to do to involve them and let them know that you are doing something to benefit the entire family. I know it's hard. I raised my son for about 5 years by myself, and I had to do a lot of different things and give up some things that I had planned to do before my divorce. But somehow, amazingly, women and men get through it, and we don't know how powerful we are until we're faced with those challenges. And I know everyone that I've met at Avon is able to do it. So I give everyone my permission to do great.
Yeah, that is, you've given such unbelievable great tidbits. I mean, one of the things that I agree with you is the television. People don't realize if you take and add up how much time you are sitting in front of the TV, and you're absorbing something, you're watching Dancing with the Stars, you're watching a series that you like, but how is that helping your business? And you cut back and maybe a little bit more. That makes so much sense.
Exactly.
Going to the doctor's office, going if you're going, taking your kids to the Boy Scout or Girl Scout, maybe have a book with you. You can talk to one of the parents. Tell them what you do.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing I learned about Avon. It makes you more of a social person, creatures of habit, and we are used to being in groups and talking to people, not loners.
Mm-hmm.
This helps you to continue to do that, and you help people. And if you look at your business as helping people solve problems that they may have, whether it's recruiting them in your business or giving them a product or telling them really about a product or giving them a sample, something that is going to help them, you look at everything in a totally different way. So I get what you're saying. Anyone that's on the call, if you missed the beginning or you really want to understand, Shirley has given us some great tidbits. I would ask a quick question, Shirley. Out of all that you said today, can you give me 3 takeaways that you think are the top of the list that someone should do going into 2014? I know you said a lot of great things, but maybe 1, 2, or 3 really, really key things.
Sure. Very important. Get a calendar out and start blocking the things you need to do on certain dates. If you start to see a pattern, perhaps that on Tuesdays because it's your child's, Boy Scouts Day or something, and that's the day an order is due, you're going to have to make a change in how you get your orders. Maybe get them all in the day before they're due because you have something to do that night. So take a look at where you have conflicts and work it out before the actual time period. Also, make sure that you are able to find time to do customer service. I can't stress that enough. Call people back, send them a thank you, drop off the catalog when you say you're going to do it. I used to say to my son all the time, people will come back to you because you keep your word. Don't forget that. That's like, rule number one in any business. The customer needs attention, and you need to block that time. So looking at your whole year right now, look at the whole year and see, oh, my God, I have a wedding in June. I'm not going to be able to do that thing. Know that in advance because then you know that you have to do a workaround, and the workaround will take the stress away. Remember, you are too blessed to be stressed, and I am too.
Thank you, Shirley. I thank you for this call. I wish you and everybody else on this call a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2014. And I hope we do all well in our business. There's enough for all of us to go around and do well, helping other people. And by helping other people, you'll get what you want to. So thank you, Shirley.
Thank you. That's perfect. Perfect way to end.
Thank you, everyone, and have a good evening and a happy new year. Thank you, Shirley.
Happy new year. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
AVS Media Demo.